I find myself staring at his retreating back. Seconds later, Ramona takes hold of my elbow and twists it, gently steering me through the crowd towards the open glass doors leading onto the balcony at the back of the casino floor. "Come on," she says quietly. The courtiers have formed an attentive wall around the fourth Mrs. Billington, who is getting ready to recycle some of her husband's money through his bank. I let Ramona lead me outside.
"You know her," I accuse. "Of course I damn well know her."
Ramona leans against the stone railing that overhangs the beach, staring at me from arm's length. My heart's pounding, and I feel dizzy with relief over having escaped Billington's scrutiny. He was perfectly polite, but when he looked at me, I felt like a bug on a microscope slide, pinned down by brilliant searchlights for scrutiny by a vast, unsympathetic intellect, trapped with nowhere to hide.
"My department spent $60,000 setting up the first introduction at a congressman's fundraiser 2 weeks ago, just so she'd recognize me tonight. You don't think we'd come here without doing the groundwork first?" "Nobody tells me these things," I complain. "I'm flailing around in the dark." "Don't sweat it."
Suddenly she goes all apologetic on me, as if I'm a puppy who doesn't know any better than to whittle on the living room carpet.
"It's all part of the process."
"What process?" I stare her in the eyes, trying to ignore the effects of the glamour that tells me she's the most amazingly beautiful woman I've ever met.
"The process that I'm not allowed to tell you about."
Is that genuine regret in her eyes?
"I'm sorry."
She lowers her eyelashes. I track down instinctively and find myself staring into the depths of her cleavage. "Great," I say bitterly. "I've got a station chief who's as mad as a fish, an incomplete briefing, and a gambling-obsessed billionaire to outbluff, and you can't fucking tell me what I'm supposed to be doing."
"No,"
she says in a thin, hopeless tone. And to my complete surprise, she leans forwards, wraps her arms around me, props her chin on my shoulder, and begins to weep silently. This is the final straw. I have been clawed at by zombies, condescended to by brains, shipped off to the Caribbean and lectured in my sleep by Angleton, introduced to an executive with the eyes of a poisonous reptile, and ranted at by an old-school spook who's fallen in the bottle. But those are all part of the job. This isn't. There's no briefing sheet on what to do when a supernatural, soul-sucking horror disguised as a beautiful woman starts crying on your shoulder. Ramona sobs silently while I stand there, paralyzed by indecision, self-doubt, and jet lag. Finally, I do the only thing I can think of and wrap my arms round her shoulders. "There, there," I mutter, utterly unsure what I'm saying. "It's going to be all right, whatever it is."
"No, it isn't,"
she sniffles quietly.
"It's never going to be all right."
Then she straightens up.
"I need to blow my nose."
I can take a hint. I let go and take a step back. "Do you want to talk?" She pulls a hand-sized pack of tissues out of her bag and dabs at her eyes carefully.
"Do I want to talk?"
She sniffs, then chuckles. Evidently something I said amused her.
"No, Bob, I don't want to talk."
She blows her nose.
"You're far too nice for this. Go to bed."
Too nice for what? These dark hints of hers are getting really annoying, but I'm upset and concerned now that she's pulling herself together. I feel like I've just sat some kind of exam and failed it without even knowing what subject I'm being tested on.
"Go to bed,"
she repeats, a trifle more forcefully.
"I haven't eaten yet. Don't tempt me."
I beat a hasty retreat back through the casino. On my way out, I go through the side room where they keep the slot machines. I pass Pinky. At least I'm half sure it's Pinky, creating a near riot among the blue rinse set by playing an entire row of one-armed bandits in sequence and winning big on each one. I don't think he notices me. Just as well. I'm not in the mood for small talk right now. Damn it. I know it's just the effects of a Class 3 glamour, but I can't stop thinking about Ramona. And Moe's flying in tomorrow.